Back in 1927, I had a little farm in a cold out heaven. Well, the price is up and the rain come down, and I hauled my crops all into town. I got the money, bought clothes and groceries, fed the kids and raised the family. The rain, it quit, and the wind got high, and a black old dust storm filled the sky, and I swapped my farm for a Ford machine, and I poured it full of this gas Eileen, and I started rocking and rolling over the mountains and deserts and stuff like that to California. Way up yonder on a mountain road, a hot motor and a heavy load, I was a-going pretty fast, wasn't even stopping, a-bouncing up and down like popcorn popping, had a breakdown. Some kind of a nervous bust down of some kind. It was a feller there, a mechanic feller, said it was engine trouble. Way up yonder in the mountain curves, way up yonder in the piney wood, I give that rolling Ford a shove, and I was gonna coast as fur as I could. Commence rolling, picking up speed. It was a hairpin turn, and I didn't make it. Man alive, I'm a-telling you, the fiddles and the guitars really flew. That Ford took off like a flying squirrel, and it flew halfway around the world. Scattered wives and childrens all over the side of that mountain. We got out to the west coast broke, so dadgum hungry I thought I'd croak, and I bummed up a spud or two, and my wife fixed up a tater stew. And we fed the kids and made of it. Looked like a bunch of thermometers running around. That stew is so thin, you could read a magazine right through it. Always have thought and always had figured that if it had been just a little bit thinner, some of these here politicians could have seen through it.